probably hung you up by your toes in a dark room somewhere till it was time to cut off your head. Well, stop complaining. My headache's just beginning. Here I am, 5 o'clock in the morning, stuffing breadcrumbs up a dead bird's butt. Oh, there's your Aunt Jackie now. $10 says she forgot your cranberry sauce.
Hi. I'm not up yet. I drove over here in first gear.
Did you bring? One can for 12 people?
Well, I won't have any. Want me to go back to the store? I'll go back.
No. When Mom calls for the 20th time to see what she can bring, I'll just tell her it'll make her day.
There you go. You know, I was thinking of inviting somebody over this afternoon, but...
For what?
You know.
Oh, so Mom will think you're seeing somebody and get off your case?
Yes. If she starts with me today...
Well, don't let her. And don't you start with her neither.
I don't start with her.
You start with her constantly.
And you constantly take her side. Whenever you're around Mom, you turn into a spineless, cowering wimp.
Oh,
you're
always
a wimp, Roseanne. Wimp, wimp, wimp.
Hey,
wimp.
At least I have a relationship with Mom.
Oh, here we go.
You didn't even call her on her birthday.
Oh, God, you sound just like her. You don't call, you don't write, you never tell me what's going on.
What's going on?
Nothing. Go back to sleep.
I heard all the yelling. I thought maybe your parents got here.
I just want this to be a nice Thanksgiving.
It will be.
I want everybody to get along.
Well, everybody will be fine.
You think it's too early for a Bloody Mary?
Okay, it's Jimmy. Hello? Oh, hi, Grandma. Yeah, she's right here.
Oh, hi, Ma. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you can pick me up 2 cans of that cranberry sauce. You know, the jelly kind that comes in the can like we have every year? Yeah, Jackie comes over and brings 1 can for 12 people, and it's all dented. Yeah, no, I don't need a gravy boat. Just a cranberry sauce, Ma. No, just a cranberry sauce. No, I have rolls, Ma. Mom? Just a cranberry sauce. Okay, thanks. Oh!
6 is starting to come off.
Good, then I can burn that shirt.
Shirt? She called it a shirt. This jersey happens to represent tradition.
Yeah, 17 years of you rolling around in the mud like a great big old hog every Thanksgiving.
I think the question here today is, can damaging Dan Connor stop the vaunted passing attack of one Dr. Zach Bierman? I think I can.
Well, maybe you can warm up, you know, start by moving the couch a couple feet so I can set up the kids' table.
Right!
That to my mom later on today.
I'd love to.
I also need you to go out to the garage, bring in a couple chairs, you know, and wipe them off. Okay, Becky, Darlene, Seth, let's go!
Hey, I'm ready. What do you want me to do?
I'll tell you what I don't want you to do. I just don't think today's a good day for you to drop the bomb about you being a cop.
Why not?
Because I don't want to see Mom drop dead of a heart attack at the dinner table.
Why not? Wish me luck.
Okay, hit him high, hit him low. Bring me back some ice.
Roseanne, why shouldn't I tell Mom about me becoming a cop? She's always complaining that I never tell her what's going on in my life.
Oh, Jackie, please. I just want, like, one Thanksgiving without all the insanity.
How are you going to avoid that? They're going to be here for 24, count them, 24 mind-numbing hours.
Because I've taken care of it. They're staying in a motel.
No.
3 weeks ago, I made them a reservation at the Lanford Motel.
No.
I requested a padded room with a view.
What'd Mom say?
Well, I haven't exactly told her yet.
Didn't exactly tell her yet.
You know, I got the nicest card from Ed.
Ed Connor? Sent you a card?
Mm-hmm. From the Grand Canyon.
What'd it say?
Oh, just stuff, you know. I think that's sick.
Oh, I don't think it's sick. I think it's nice.
Ed's known Crystal since she was a little girl.
Well, it's just a postcard, Jackie. It's not like he's coming on to her or nothing. Is he?
No.
They're here! They're here!
Grandma, kiss alert! Get your paper towels ready.
I'm gonna go check the turkey.
Chicken. Mom! Dad! Sis!
Hey!
How are you, darling?
This is for you. Fine.
Look at my girls. They're practically women.
Oh. God. Jackie, get out here.
Hey, hello, Jackie.
Hi. Hi,
Mom. So you guys need any help bringing in the bags?
Yeah.
No, that's right. We will just hold on the bags for later.
Can I get you guys a drink?
I'll need a couple of aspirins.
I'll get that.
What's wrong?
What's wrong is I spent 2 hours in the car with this woman, and every exit we pass in the entire interstate, she says to me, "You don't want that exit."
Sometimes he takes a wrong turn. What happened to your sister's hair?
Nothing. What happened to your hair?
Are you basting every half hour? If you don't baste every half hour, the meat will dry out. You're cooking it breast up?
Yeah, I'm cooking it breast up. That's okay.
Well, it won't be as juicy. What did you buy, 25 pounds?
30.
Looks small for 30.
Maybe you should climb in there and weigh it.
How many people are we?
13. Let's see, there's us four, Dan, four kids, Crystal, Audrey.
Audrey, good Lord, we haven't seen her in, gosh, how long's it been, Al?
8 years, 4 months, and 3 days.
Really? So you didn't invite anyone?
No, you know me, Mom. All my boyfriends like to spend Thanksgiving with their wives.
What
are you
talking?
How are you doing?
Everybody's in the kitchen. Look who I found!
Hey, Al!
Hey,
how are you? It's good to see you. How you doing? Yeah. Hi, Bev. Jackie. Hi. Gorgeous. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, you great big hunk of charm.
Where are the kids?
Well, DJ's out in the garage, and the girls are hiding out upstairs.
What's this? Hey, kids, I got nothing for you.
DJ, Grandma and Grandpa are here.
My mom here yet?
No, but your dad's here.
Maybe she should get cleaned up first.
At least come in and say hello first.
Hello.
Hey, come here.
Darlene, this is for you.
Thanks. Grandpa, you want to see my fort?
Of course I want to see your fort. What do you think I come around here for? To give you presents? No. This one is yours, and you have to figure out what it does, okay? Danny, whoa. How you doing, son?
I'm good, Dad. How you doing?
I'm good. I hear your mother's coming.
Yeah, Roseanne thought it'd be a good idea.
Yeah, well, how's she doing?
Oh, she's great. The travel agency's really booming.
Your mother's working as a travel agent now?
Dad, she started her own agency 2 years ago.
Good for her. Well, I think it's a good idea. She shouldn't spend Thanksgiving alone. Becky, we got a Becky here. Becky.
It's open.
page. She said,
hello,
thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Happy Thanksgiving, Audrey.
Hello, Ed.
How are you?
Roseanne, there's my girl.
Hi.
Oh, Rose, I gotta apologize up front. I brought a date and I didn't even ask first.
Well, what's he look like?
Audrey.
Hi.
Everyone, I'd like you to meet my friend, Jay Bryant. Jay, this is my family.
I hope you don't mind an extra person for dinner.
Oh, no, not at all. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure's mine.
Obviously, you've never dined with us before. So, where'd you find this guy?
He found me. I sent him and his wife on a cruise, you know, to save their marriage. I sent them to the Caribbean during hurricane season. They didn't stand a chance.
Rosie. I want you to do something that would make your father very happy. You should ask him to carve the turkey.
How you boys doing in here?
Much better now that you are here.
Why, thank you, Ed. Can I get anybody a drink?
Not me, honey. I'm going to start watching this figure.
I'll take one, honey.
Have another bourbon neat.
Vodka rocks would be much appreciated.
Good enough.
You need a hand, Crystal?
She's got one.
I remember when she was just a skinny little kid.
She's filled out nice, though, huh, Danny?
Did I meet her husband?
She's divorced.
Twice. And then widowed.
You know, I don't think a man was meant to be married to the same woman all of his life.
38 years in May. But I'm not a man. I'm a robot. One second.
Honey, I want to talk to you.
I guarantee you, the minute I get up, there's going to be a 90-yard touchdown run. What do you want?
Is it okay if my dad carves a turkey this year?
90-yard touchdown, Dan!
Great sense of humor, Al. No. No, it's not okay. This is my house. My family, I'm the dad. I bought the turkey, paid for the turkey, I'll carve the turkey.
Oh, now that's just stupid. Because first of all, it's our house. And second of all, I cooked the damn bird. Oh, carve it.
I like the part when the guy's face melted off.
Oh, gross me out.
Well, you said the gross
me out. I think Maine is probably the prettiest spot on the face of this earth.
Kim Green.
Have you ever been there, too?
No, I never
nothing.
Have.
I'm just
you
saying.
Picked
I know, but I want to know why you're sitting. I want to know why you're sitting here. She's talking to me about Kim Green.
Rose, why is she losing her temper?
I don't know, Mom. Maybe you're driving her nuts.
I just want to know, what is the point of telling me that Kim Green is married with three kids? What's it mean?
It means that she had sex at least three times since you've been married.
You want to sit with us. Major body.
Twice if she had twins, or once if she had triplets.
Al, you're being filthy.
Or it's possible they never had sex and your mother's making up this whole thing.
Why
are you reading so much? But I just told you a simple fact. If you want to waste your life living alone and working in a bar, fine. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm not wasting my life, Mom. I just spent 6 weeks at the police training academy in Springfield.
Springfield? What were you doing in Springfield? What, did you need tires?
No, I was becoming a cop. And I am now a rookie policewoman for the Lanford Police Force.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I've been hearing it my whole life.
What does she mean she became a policewoman? How could she do something so impulsive, so reckless, so dangerous she could get killed or maimed?
Roseanne, did you know about this?
I guess so.
Then why didn't she tell me?
I don't know, Ma. Maybe she thought you would take it back.
You know, I don't think I even want to talk about it anymore.
Oh, that is just what I love about our family. We don't want to talk about something, so we bring it up at the dinner table. Our turkey!
Thank you.
there some kind of chemical in turkey?
Tryptophan.
Yeah, God, it still puts you to sleep.
Yeah, it can't be them four beers.
Hey, I ain't driving anywhere.
I am going to explode.
Would you like me to make you a nice little turkey sandwich?
No!
How can you even talk about food?
Because I don't feel like talking about sex, and what else is there?
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing real good, Mama. Real good.
How's the business?
Pretty good.
What do you think of Jay?
I think whatever makes you happy.
You make me happy. Lose 50 pounds and cut your hair.
See you later, Mr. Connor. Thanks for everything.
Okay, Jim. Get home safe.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Rose, I think that Jimmy fella's nice. What sort of name is Mel Trigger? Is he Episcopalian? Well, he seems like a good boy. Maybe he has an older brother for your sister.
Hey, little lady. Let me do that.
Oh, thanks, Ed. Lonnie, let's go!
You leaving already, Crystal?
Well, your family's here. You need to visit. Everything was just so good. Honey, will you help me with the chairs?
We got them.
Hey, I got this table.
Oh, that's real sweet, Ed. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nice seeing you, Ed.
Yeah, you too, honey. Look, this guy treating you right.
Compared to who?
Yeah. Well, I better try to catch up.
Daniel? Rose, we're going to leave. We're going to shove off now. We love you.
Oh, so nice to see you again.
Pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, take care. Good meeting you, man.
Bye.
Bye.
It was great. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're very welcome. Nice to meet you.
Well, I'll walk you guys out to the car.
Al, give Dan our keys. He can bring our bags in.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Dan thinks... So, Dan and I think... A motel makes more sense for everyone.
I'm gonna go take out the trash.
I made reservations for you at the Lanford Motel.
A motel? I thought you were kidding.
Well, that's where Jay and I are staying.
Maybe we'll have breakfast together.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye, Mom. See you tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Roseanne, if you didn't want us to stay over, why didn't you just say something?
Well, I tried.
But this is so last minute. I would have packed a different nightgown.
She's like a ball player. She has home and away uniforms.
Well, I just hope the heat works in this motel. Your father's been fighting the flu.
Well, you guys don't have to go right now, do you? Wouldn't you like to have more coffee?
As it is, I'm not going to be able to sleep. I hate motels, but that's okay.
Come on, honey. I'll have a hot bath and I'll read the newspaper to you. And then you can keep me up all night.
Are you guys on your way?
We're going to a motel!
Good choice. Hey, Danny, look, I'm going to see you guys tomorrow, right?
What are you doing? You taking off?
Oh, yeah, I'm just going down to Chrissy's, you know, help her and the kids in with the furniture.
You coming back?
I don't know.
What are you doing, Dad?
What do you mean?
Why don't you just leave Crystal alone?
Why?
Because I asked you to.
You got something going on with her?
Is that supposed to be funny?
Are we talking man to man here or what?
Hey, I'm a married man.
Well, I am not a married man at the moment. And being alone is a lot for two people to have in common. You don't know anything about that, son. And I hope to God you never do. See you tomorrow?
Yeah, Pop, I'll see you tomorrow.
Are you okay?
Hey, I'm okay. How you doing?
I think I'm okay.
You know, I got a crush on you.
You better.
Are they gone?
Yes. They're gone, you cowering whip.
You want me to help you with the kitchen?
No, I'm not going to do nothing until tomorrow because I'm just exhausted.
Okay, I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, what time?
Oh, noon. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
You want me to pack you up some stuff?
No, I'll see you in the morning.
How could I send them to a motel? No, I can't think like that, or I'll just drive myself crazy and finish that pumpkin pie in the refrigerator. Look at them in there, laying around like a bunch of beached whales. And they're all mine. And for this, I'm truly thankful. Of course, I'd trade any one of them for a dishwasher. How you doing, Bertie? You look like I feel.
What does she mean she became a policewoman? How could she do something so impulsive, so reckless, so dangerous? She could get killed and maimed. Roseanne, did you know about this?
Yeah, I guess.
Then why didn't she tell me?
I don't know, Ma. Maybe she thought you'd take it bad.
You know, I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Well, that's just what I love about this family. We don't want to talk about something, we bring it up at the dinner table. Here, have some more turkey.